Melrose Live. ESPN's weekly recap of all things NHL. Welcome in ESPN hockey analyst Barry Melrose.
Welcome in, everybody, to Melrose Line. EJ Raddick here along with the coach, Barry Melrose, a man who has his own line. I'm just glad to be a part of it. I'm in Vancouver. Barry is at home in Tampa, taking about like 30 seconds off between games. Barry, how are you?
I'm good, EJ. Hopefully my countrymen are treating you well and you're behaving yourself up north there. I'm glad you weren't with Grabowski the other night.
You know what's funny, Barry? Michael Grabowski, he's the guy who got in a little bit of a fight up here at Toronto Maple Leafs player and got in a little bit of trouble. And Brian Burke was asked about him. And, you know, he said, well, did he have any further injury because he had been hurt beforehand? And Burke said, no, he's healthy, just stupid. So, and Burke giving his two cents there.
And Burke, you would probably like to see him fight once in a while for the Toronto Maple Leafs rather than
that way. True.
The rink. You know, it's been an unbelievable tournament. The four teams that are left, I don't think anyone envisioned, Slovakia being there. We all knew Slovakia was a very good team, but they beat Russia and they beat the Swedes in this tournament. So they've played very, very well. The Americans have played very, very well. They've got a very tough road to hoe against Finland, maybe the most experienced team in the tournament, the most veteran players. You know, Canada has, pulled Marty Brodeur and Luongo's team now. And then we've got the Finns, left, which is a very good team. So, the thing about Slovakia, and if you look at the history of Slovakia, they've always been good and talented, but they've never had a goaltender. Now they've got Halak, and Halak is playing very, very well. The playing field's been leveled as Slovakia's goaltending's got better. They've been beating better teams. So, you know, it's going to be a great last three games. Tomorrow for the quarters and then Sunday for the gold medal game. So it's going to be an interesting next couple of days in Vancouver.
Hey, Barry, let's look at the U.S. and their game against Finland coming up, their semifinal tilt. I mean, the Americans are getting a great goaltending from Ryan Miller, so I think that's got to be a given. When you look at these two teams, you mentioned Finland being experienced, a veteran group. They can lock it down, as you saw what they did with the Czechs in what was a 1-0 game, ended up 2-0 with an empty net. How do you see the Americans trying to find their way past Finland and get into the gold medal game?
Well, it's going to be a little bit different for the Americans because apart from Canada, they've been the better team. They had more skill than Swiss. And it finally showed through. Switzerland just couldn't score. A defensive team has to score first, and Switzerland wasn't able to get that first goal. Going in against Finland, a very good defensive team, very good goaltending. I think the same thing. I think the Americans really need to score first. I think that makes Ryan Miller better. It makes the Swedes or it makes the Finns open up their style a little bit more. They'll never be wide open because they've always been, Finnish hockey, as long as I remember, has always been defense first. The thing about Finland is if you make a mistake against Finland, they have enough offensive firepower that they will score. So it's going to be a real test for America. They can't be giving up 2-on-1s, 3-on-2s, to the Finns because the Finns will, put the puck in the net if they make those mistakes. And again, Ryan Miller's been fantastic, probably the MVP of the tournament so far. And he's gonna have to be great again. He won't see as many shots as he did against Canada, but, he'll see quality shots. It won't be 15 shots like he saw against the Swiss. It'll be 30 shots, 32, 33 shots against Finland, and a lot of them very, very good quality shots.
In the Finnish net, you got Mika Kiprusoff from the Calgary Flames, and he's been terrific in this tournament so far for Finland. And, you know, you look at him in there, and then you think about the battle of special teams that's going to take place in the game. Watching the Finns here, Barry, their power play, they can get that thing going because they've got those guys that have been working on that thing for so long with Saku Koivu and Timu Solani and some other fellows. They get Joni Pitkinen back in the lineup for this game. He was suspended for a game, didn't play against the Czechs in the quarterfinals. The Americans have been good on the penalty kill. Miller has been the ace back there, but Drury and Callahan, the two Ranger forwards, have been really good, and they've done a nice job. How important do you think, in a game that there doesn't figure to be a lot of scoring, how important are the special teams going to be?
Well, very important, and the Finns have probably had the best power play of the tournament so far. And probably the Americans have maybe had the best penalty killing so far. Yeah. Americans block a ton of shots. I've been very impressed with Callahan, with Drury, those two guys in particular. But everybody on the American side are going down blocking shots, and that's really made a difference and really helped their penalty killing. I don't see a lot of penalties in this game. I'll be surprised if it's I'm expecting 2-2, 3-3, the number of penalties. So there's not going to be a ton of offensive chances on the power play. So you're right, if one team all of a sudden scores a power play goal, boy, that can really change the game. Because this should be a low-scoring game, you know, 2-1, 3-2 game. So special teams will be huge. Obviously, goaltending is almost a push. Ryan Miller has been great, but so has Kiprusoff, both world-class goaltenders. And, you know, both teams have been good defensively. But, again, the Finns have played together so much in international competition when you look at the Olympics and the Worlds that they know each other so well. You know, the Americans have basically played four games together, but yeah. I think it's going to be a wonderful game. I think it'll be everything that we hope for, and I think, you know, whichever team makes the fewest mistakes, whichever team plays the best defensively, scores on their opportunities, and gets the goaltending. It's a very even game. If you look at the two teams, they match up well against each other. And again, you know, as it has in every game, just about maybe except Russia. Well, even Russia Canada was about goaltending because Nabokov never made a save early in the game.
yeah,
you know, it's going to come down to Kiprusoff or Ryan Miller. Which one's better will probably decide who wins the game.
Yeah, you know, it's funny watching the Americans and comparing them to the Finns, Barry. The Americans are definitely younger. The Finns have an older group that's kind of been through this before. I like the leadership we've seen from the U.S. team, from the coaching staff, and from the Langenbrunners and the Drurys and the Rafalskis. The one guy I guess everybody here in Vancouver is waiting for something special from is Patrick Kane. And, you know, watching him play better, he is, when you really watch it up close in a day-in, day-out like we have here over the last 2 weeks, he's a real tough guy to find people to play with because he's got a unique style. He holds on to the puck a lot, and I think you have to have unique guys to work with him. You know, do you think now with four or five games under his belt, a little practice time, do you think that, you know, he is due maybe to have a little bit of a breakout against the Finns?
Well, you look at Canada's had the same problem with Crosby. They've made changes every game trying to find guys to play with Crosby. It looks like the last game they finally did, and they've looked like they found a line that works well with Crosby. But Kane is a hard guy to play with because he doesn't play like the other Americans. He's a puck handler. He controls the puck. He hates to dump it in. You know, he tries to beat defensemen where another guy will just dump it and go and get it. And you're right, most of the guys on the American team are guys that will dump and chase, and Kane doesn't play like that. That's why, you know, Chicago's got a lot of guys that play with Kane. You've got Osa, you've got Taves, you've got Versteeg. They got a lot of guys that know how to play with Kane, and right now the Americans haven't quite grasped that. He's a great underused weapon right now, and you're right. You know, Zach Parise got going last game. Kessler's been great. Kessel has been sort of non-existent. He hasn't been a big factor so far. I think those two guys really have to play well, Kane and Kessel, because they're arguably the two best offensive players on the American team. And Kessel, I think, has one goal in the tournament. Kane hasn't got any. Obviously, we talk over and over again about the best players have to be the best players. You know, if you're going to win gold medal, that hasn't been the case yet with the Americans. Obviously, I think Kessel and Kane have to have a big game if the Americans are going to beat the Finns.
In dealing with, you know, for them to beat the Finns, I think you're absolutely right. Kane and Kessel need to do more, and I think those are against Finland, which is a tougher team. I mean, those Finns, they play hard for sure, and they're competitive. But it's not the physical presence that a Canada has, and I think there's a chance there, especially for Kessel. Because if they get to the gold medal game against Canada, Barry, I mean, Phil Kessel is just, I find it hard to believe he's going to be a factor. He just does not want to get too involved in that physical play, and he gets taken out of the mix pretty much. But against Finland, where there's a little less of that, I think you're right. I think he's got to step up and have a big game. Let me go to Canada and Slovakia, your homeland, Canada. I noticed you were right on that last time after a couple of down outings. You weren't as high on Canada. But now, after they railroaded Russia right out of Vancouver and into the sea, and they're playing great, it looks like everything is going their way. They get a little bit of maybe a break, we'll see, with Slovakia knocking off Sweden and the Slovaks in the semifinal. Do you give Team Slovakia much of a chance to get anything done in this game?
Well, it's amazing, and you know, you... I never feel sorry for the Russians, but you know, for the Russians to have to play Canada in that round, you know, everyone else is getting Belarus and Switzerland, and Russia wins the division and gets Canada. That just doesn't seem fair. But, you know, I think Canada's got to be careful of no letdown, because you know how focused they were against Russia.
Yeah.
They got to come out with the exact same mindset against Slovakia as they did against Russia, and they can't perceive that as a break. Because Slovakia, as we mentioned, already beat Russia and they've already beat Sweden. So this is a heck of a hockey team. But now saying that, I got to think they'd rather face Halleck in net than Lundqvist. I got to think that's a bonus for Canada. And Canada's got to play the same way they did against Russia. Slovaks have a lot of skilled forwards. You got to make life very miserable for Gavrik. You got to make life miserable for Hossa. You got to make Chara really use his feet and make him turn and go get the puck and get in his face. Canada can't change. That's how Canada plays, and when they're playing well, they are a physical presence. They've got a bunch of big bodies, and all those big bodies were really making people pay a price. They got to do the exact same thing against Slovakia. They can't let Hossa get involved offensively. They can't let Gavrik get involved offensively. They really got to make those guys pay a price to play.
Slovakia, what can they do coming into a real hostile environment, a team that's been, I guess, an underdog? Like you said, they have beaten Russia and they have beaten Sweden in this tournament, so they shouldn't be taken too lightly. You mentioned Halak earlier in our little chat here and how good he's been in goal. I mean, he's obviously important, but what can they do early to kind of stem the tide?
Well, the two things that have to happen, they have to score first, just like the Americans did, to take the crowd out of it, and Halak's got to be great. They got 45 shots on United States. Miller was unbelievable. Halleck's got to be the same way. So they got to score first. They got to get Canada back on the heels. And Halleck's going to see a lot of rubber. He's going to see over 40 shots, and he's going to have to be spectacular. If he's spectacular, they have a chance. If he's just average, Canada should win this game.
Okay, if Canada does what we think they're going to do, and the Americans can knock off the Finns, which I think they will. Are you in agreement with me on that?
Ooh, I'm not. I think the Finns win each. I think that the talk about flying under the radar, and this team is not that far removed from a gold medal in the Olympics. This is a good hockey team.
Well, they had a silver now. Let's not give them the gold yet. They had a silver. They lost to Sweden in 06.
I think, with Kiprusoff and net, I think the Finns find a way to, because it's going to be a low-scoring game, and I just think they're a little bit better defensively than the Americans.
Well, if you get you like Canada versus Finland in the gold medal game, I think it's going to be Canada-U.S. in a replay of last Sunday's game. I think Canada will win that matchup. What do you think? If you're thinking Canada-Finland there, which way are you going? Obviously, I got to think you're going to go with Canada, but give me your reasons why they'll knock off the Finns.
Well, I think the thing about Canada is that they've got more offensive firepower than the Americans. I think the Finns are going to go in there and they're going to concentrate on Kane. They're going to concentrate on Kessel. They're going to concentrate on their offensive players. The Finns have a better power play than the Americans have seen in a while. And the Finns have a better goaltender than the Americans have seen in a while. So, that's why I think the Finns have an edge in experience. Miller's a wild card because he's been so good. He's certainly capable of winning this game. The Finns just put you to sleep, man. They just play that style, that defensive style, and all of a sudden at the end of the game, how many times have we seen in this tournament already? They're winning 1-0 late in the third period. And, that's Finnish hockey. That's been their way for 30 years. And, they've never been as talented as the Swedes, but somehow they always, a lot of times they find a way to beat the Swedes. And it's that style of play, and it's their goaltending. And both of them are working very, very well right now. If I'm a hockey person in the United States, I'm hoping Canada, United States, because obviously that'll be the best bang for the buck for the hockey audience. It'll create the most excitement in the United States, most excitement for hockey. I think everybody should be hoping for Canada, United States. I just think no one gives the Finns enough respect.
Well, Barr, it's going to be a heck of a couple of days here, and then we get back to the NHL next week, and that'll be just as good too. But I think with that, we'll call it quits. Barry, you're saying Canada gold, and I will now turn the microphone over to you for the final thoughts here on this edition of the Melrose Line.
I think it's been a great Olympics. I think it's been everything we hoped. I think the Canada United States game was great. I wish it would have been on NBC. I thought the Canada-Russia game was great. I wish that would have been on NBC. But hopefully the gold medal game will be on NBC, and hopefully it will be Canada, United States, and all the American audience will be watching.
Log on to ESPN.com/podcenter or ESPNradio.com for more great podcasts.